Piyata Shmaya, concluding the Hakdama, the Yetzer Hara has another major taina that he does for us. And by the way, I just want to bring out that I believe that this could even be subconscious. A person really needs to be sensitive to deep within where their heart lies, what are the thoughts in their head. And sometimes they could really see that by the Maisa. The Maisa could be a simon. You know, if a person is not shtagging away in Shmir Salashin, so it's very shayach that they have these tainas in their head that the Yetzer Hara gives them, and they don't know how to respond to it. And comes the Chafetz Chaim, and he loves us, and he's here to respond. The Yetzer will tell a person, you're not going to be shalim in the halachas of Shmir Salashin. You're not going to be perfect at it. So he says, just stay far away from it. What's the point? Says the Chafetz Chaim, that's the Yetzer Hara, but now we have to respond to the Yetzer Hara. What would be the response to the Yetzer Hara? So the Chafetz Chaim gives a mashal about why it would not make sense for a person just to absolve himself from this mina. And the mashal is let's say you choose to go down a business route, right? So some people will tell you it's hard, it's not, you know, there's a lot more work than you think, it's involved, and there's a lot of pitfalls and this and that. So that's already, you know, a responsible thing. And by the way, I don't think that every time a person hears such things, they should give up. I just think that they should, you know, be realistic and work hard and educate themselves. But what happens if a person were trying to dissuade someone from going into a business? Because they'll be like, what's the point of being a car engineer or being, you know, an innovator if you're not going to be like Elon Musk? Or what's the point of selling things in a store, retail, if you're not going to be Jeff Bezos? You know, Lahavdil Afadah. So that's the marshal. That's ridiculous. Why do you have to be the greatest in the world at something to pursue it? You could still be good at it, so be exceptional at it. Why do you have to be the greatest in the world? And that's what the Yetzer Hara is telling a person. The Yetzer Hara is telling you, if you're not perfect at it, there's no point, and that's ridiculous. Now, what's fascinating is the Chafetz Chaim gives us a little peek in how amazing a person really could be if they were perfect when it comes to Shemir Shalashon, and maybe Yemirat Hashem, all of us listening, should be zaycha to that. He brings in brackets over here that the Zohar does say in Parshas Chukas that someone who's careful from saying Lashon Hara, he will be Zaycha to Ruach HaKadosh. And we know, and this is probably where the Vilna Gaon got it, that also he'll have like a eternal light that's normally hidden that even Malachim couldn't even fathom. And then he also brings from a Rishis Chachma that says, quoting in the name of Rav Moshe Kurdovero, the Rebbe of the Arizal, one of the pioneers amongst the Rishonim in Kabbalah, and you know, not yeah. So and he says that like his hear, even when he was like old, was like it was like there was a light, like it was on fire, and that was all because he was careful from not saying random things that are just pointless, from being careful in how he uses his mouth. Now, that wasn't regarding Lashon Hara per se, but that includes Lashon Hara. All the more so, he was careful from Lashon Hara. Hearing such things, I mean, these are madrigas that we wish and we daven to get, but like, that shouldn't dissuade a person. I think also, Lamaisa, obviously, this is more where I come out practically, and Shmir Salashon, I try to keep to the script of the Chafetz Chaim. And the Yesaidis want trying to say as much as possible, even though it's through my lens. But over here, I'm just going to take the liberty to say that this is a very valid response when people are reading biographies. Sometimes people are dissuaded from reading biographies because they think, oh, you know, it gives me a lachatz because I see how great these people are and I'm nothing. And who says? Who says that you have to be as perfect as them? You have to be the best in the world. Okay. So a person should do the best they can, says the Chafetz Chaim, especially because we know that the Gemara says that the group of those who speak Lashon Hara are not Mekabel Shekhinah. So a person doesn't want to be amongst that group. Shlomo Melech himself said, just whatever you can do, you do. You know, that means that if a person doesn't feel like they're able to do something completely, that doesn't mean that you should abstain. And you see this from Moshe Rabbeinu, that despite not being able to go to Israel, and knowing that, he still was mavdil shlosh arim. And so we learn from there, as Rashi says, a person should always do whatever they can do. So even in a moment where it's so obvious that you won't be able to do what you want to do, what you worked hard to do, but Kozman, you honestly believe that there's something more you could do towards that, then do that. And Chafetz Chaim continues, he said, and that's the response ultimately to this Yetzirah that the Avos Reb Nosson tells us, the Yetzirah that tells us, don't go after something that's lofty, that's unlimited, that seems that you have to be perfect in. That's never a response. And everything that he says, that he writes in the Sefer, regarding the great reward for someone who's careful in Lashon Hara, that obviously only works for a Yid. But if you have someone who is a Kaifer and makes fun of Gemaras and this and that, and he doesn't know what he's saying, so then obviously it's a mitzvah. There is not a time for a person to feel like he's such a tzaddik for being zayir in Lashon Hara. There is a time where a person should say Lashon Hara, you know, where the other people do not should not learn from his ways. Obviously, there's klalim and how that works. And again, like the Chafetz Chaim said earlier, a person should know the dinim ultimately. This way he knows when not to speak Lashon Hara. And then this way he knows when it's proper to speak Lashon Hara and when should not be machmir himself. Shkach.